Okay, let's get into the next daf. Brachas daf Mem Aleph Yerushalmi. Again, this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored. We're into the Mems by the Elman family. Li'ili Nishbas Reb Yehuda Reb Yechiel Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas Reb Chaim Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa Bar Lebi Yisrael Rubin, and Basha Bas Reb Binyamin Rubin Aleihem Hashalom. So we are towards the end, very close to the end of the third parak, the second to last daf here in the third parak in Parak Misha Meis, which spoke all about Pturim and people who have can't say Kriyashma, people who can't say Davin. Us, either because it's us, because of an Isser, like Onain, or somebody who was Tameh on a Durabana level, like Yehudim and Mesera, or in a place that's in proximity of Tsoa and Meiraglaim, as we have been talking about, Makomos Betunafim, and the like. So let's continue now with other issues of Kavod HaTorah, and now the Gemara gets into, in a extended and related issue, Kavod Sefer Torah. Lo Yishamish, three lines from the bottom on Dav Mem Amid Beis. Lo Yishamish Adam Itasov a Sefer Torah Imo Babayis. A person is not allowed to be with his wife if there is a Sefer Torah in the house. It has to be in a separate area. That's the special halacha for Kavod Sefer Torah. Right? It's in the same room. That's the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Mem. Os Chavav, in the same room would be in the same house. A different place in the house, especially if it has an Aron, then there is no problem. But in the same room would be a problem. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rabbi Abiyavahu Im Hayakarach B'mapa, if it is wrapped up in a some type of container or covering, or the if you look in the Bavli on Daf Chafei, it says maybe a double covering. But either way, if it is covered, Oshaya Nosun Bechalon Shu Gavoa Sar Tvachim, or if it's in his own Rishus, that is 10 Tvachim high, that makes its own Rishus Mutter, then it is allowed in that way. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer Oselo Kilion, you have to make a Vilon, that's the Lashon of Rasio Leo. If you have a curtain there, having a separate, making it a separate area, so then that would be okay too. Okay, but it's all for Kavod, Sefer Torah. There's a Machlokas Rishonim, whether the double covering is good enough for for all, even Sefer Torah, or just for other Sfarim, like for Tefillin, but not for Sefer Torah. There's a Machlokas between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Bayis Yesh Bo Tefillin, also Lashamish Bo Mitaso Ashiotziim Oshenichem Kli Beto Kli, a house that has Tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry, I skipped. I wanted to do the Rambam. I was reading the start with the Rambam. The Rambam tells us Hilchos Tefillin Yud Zayin, Bayis Yesh Bo Sefer Torah, also Lashamish Mitaso Ashiotziim Oshenichenu Bekli Viyitin Akli Bekli Acher She'enu Mizuman Bo. A Sefer Torah has to have a double. Even a Sefer Torah could have a double covering. Avim Hay Mizuman Lo, if it's a covering that's meant for the Sefer Torah. Afilo Asar Kelim Zebetoch Ze Kikli Echadheim Achi Aslo Mechitza Gavo Asar Atachim Bechulu. So the Rambam quotes this in Ilcha Sefer Torah, the Shulchan Aruch. We have it in Hilchos Tefillin. Bayis Yesh Bo Tefillin Asal Zash Mitazo Achiotziim Oshinichem Kli Betoch. Kli b'to kli. The Mefarshim explain, what about a Sefer Torah? The Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu adin chumashim o sidurei tfilos o shar svarim, bein b'ksiva o b'tfus, hakol yesh b'em k'dusha b'idan kli b'to kli. What about Yaradeya? The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, but that's a question, what the Shulchan Aruch says regarding a Sefer Torah. There is a very scary Taz a little bit where the Taz says there, Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchos Tefillin, the Taz in Reish Ayin Aleph in Yeradeya, Shekala Meiko Bekdusha Svarim Hanitfasim Asin Litenas Hadin. Ditfus Havi Kamo Ksiva. The Taz says even Svarim, not just on cloth. But he quotes from the Tshuvas Chavos Yair, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Nota Lahakka Bazeva Shasat Chak, Kishe'en Lo Malachasos. Either way, a couple of deos about Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says there's different ways to do it, either cover it up or put it in a separate rishus or have a curtain. We continue now. On Daf Mem Aleph, I'm an Aleph on top. Lo Yeshiv Adam Al Gabi Safsol Shasefer Torah Nasan Alav. A person cannot sit on a bench that a Sefer Torah is on. Can be make himself equal with the Sefer Torah. That would be a machlokas in the Meseches Menachas and Daf Lamed Beis. The Mefarshim quote here whether that's allowed or not. The Rash Silio quotes it, Pligi Bahach Braisa Amoroi, Rabbi Yochanan Sfirle, Mutter Leshiv Agabi Mito Shasefer Torah Mudachalei. You're not sitting on the Sefer Torah. You're just sitting on a bench equal with the Sefer Torah. And others say it is Aser, this Gemara, the Yerushalmi is passing in like the Deah that Asers. Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Shayyoshev, Agabe, Safsol, Shayyosef, Torah, Nelson, Olav. There's a story that Rabbi Rabbi Eliezer was on, he didn't realize it, but he was on a bench that a Sefer Torah was on, they heard, and he realized it, v'heard tia milafanav, kemar tia milafanav nachash. And he jumped, and he was so scared, like he was bitten by a snake. Right, if you look in the Ras Yirlio, nidmelo, merov tsar, from the extreme pain that he was in for causing a bizayon to the Sefer Torah, nidmelo alkach ke'ilu nachash hechisho. Ke'ilu, a snake, bit him. That is how he felt at that time, right? And that is the Shulchan Aruch quotes that in Yaradeya as well. The Isser of sitting on the same level as a Sefer Torah. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradeya in Hilchas Sefer Torah Reish Pei Beis Aser Leishiv Al Gabi Mita She Sefer Torah Aleha VeKol Shekein She Aser LaHanich Al Gabi Karka is Aser to put it be on the same bench and. For sure, to put it on the ground. The Gra there quotes our Gemara. The Gra there quotes our Gemara. He quotes the Machlokas in Maseches Menachos. But then he says, El Shaharam b'mnatakan acharei ha-Yerushalmi peragimel debrachas. Kedarko, lintos achar ha-Yerushalmi. The Rambam says the Gra commonly follows the Yerushalmi if something is a Machlokas in the Bavli. Damrinan sham. Lo yeshev adam gabi esafsal shtevet Torah nasan aleha. Maisev Rebbe Lazar. He quotes the Rebbe Lazar. V'her tia milafanav. Stama the Yerushalmi delo Kareb Yochanan. Vevia Tosfos and Tosfos and Menachos quotes the Yerushalmi, says the Gra. This is an example of the Rambam paskening like the Yerushalmi, who takes a stand on what is a machlokes in the Bavli. But again, Kedusha Sefer Torah is a crucial halacha. Continuing the Gemara, Imaya Nasun al Gabe Davar Acher Mutter. But if it's on something else, let's say if it's on a board that's on the bench, so then it is mutter. Ad Heichan, how thick does it have to be? Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rav Chuna Tefach. As long as it's a tefach thick, that is good enough. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav Zeira Afilu Kol Shehu. Even a little bit, a small board, very thin, that is good enough to be able to allow you to sit. I've quoted in the past the tshuva of the Radvaz, where the Radvaz was asked about nekudos in a Sefer Torah. And he was asked, Sha'alti mimeni, chela gimel simin tafresh mem gimel. Sha'alti mimeni, odiyacha daiti, lama e kosvin ha'nekuda b'sefer Torah. Right, it doesn't say that anywhere beferish in the Torah Shebal Peh in terms of Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai or other beferish Gemara that you're not allowed to. So he was asked why not. Ein kosu nekuda b'sefer Torah. Rekiva shakol nasan l'Moshe Rabbeinu b'Sinai. V'gam ha-ta'amim ha-yiru'uyim she'yikasu osam. Kadei she'yikra ha-kore kriya yishara. Wouldn't we have any mistakes with the Bal Kore? B'li shibush. She'y gam ha-ta'amim mevarim tam. As we learned in Maseches Nedarim, in that the ta'amim were also given from Har Sinai. So why aren't vowels and nekudos written in the Sefer Torah? So the Radvaz says, we have no idea in Hasaga the Kedusha of a Sefer Torah in every letter. Right? This our Gemara is reflecting some of those halachos, but every letter and every word, and so many different interpretations are possible of the divine text. If we would, says the Radvaz, if we would limit it, if we would write nekudos and vowels, so that would limit some of the understandings. Masha matzasi kasa begilion, he quotes, matzasi lechem an arishonim, v'lo yadati shmo, da, ki mipnei shahanikud hutsura, u'neshama la'osios, l'fichach lo nasa, sefer Torah nikud, because the nikud is the tsur, is the form of the os, so we don't want to put it in. Lefishu kol el kol apanim, v'kol adrachim ha'amukim, v'kulam nidrashim b'chol os v'os, panim lepanim, mipanim v'ta'alumos, lefnim mita'alumos, v'ein lecha gvul yadu etzleinu. There's no gvul to the understandings. If you would put nekudos in, then we would have to understand it that way. But this way, it could be infinite. Vim ninake sefer Torah hayu lo gvul v'shir kedimyon hachomer shi'igia lo tsura yedua v'lo haya efshar lo lios nidrash kiim lefya nikud hamesuyam ba'os ha'teva. We would have to read it and understand it like how it's pronounced. Ava b'bneisha sefer Torah bolol u'muvlal b'chol mine shlemus, because the Torah is full of all ultimate perfection. U'b'chol mila v'mila nitlim batile tilim, mountains, right? That comes from the Gemara Menachos Adav Chavtes, where Rabbi Kiva was darshaning mountains of halachas from every crown. Lo nasem minukadim, kedeshi he nidrash b'chol mine shleimus. Lafichach amru al tikri kach elakach. And that's why you have the concept of Altikri. Ela, Elohim Suyam, Lonuchalomarkach. We wouldn't be able to say that. And that's what the Chazal say, Altikri, Vyasi Tilachal Azenecha, Altikri Azenecha, Ela Aznecha, Malamishak Shishma Adam Dover Maguni, Yitibet Spobetoch Azno, the Gemara in Ksubis. So there are so many understandings. Shivim Panam La Torah, says the Radvaz from a tshuva that he found, and that reflects the kedusha of a sefer Torah as well, and that's what our Gemara is about. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Daisaki, she malea svarim o shahi batocha atzmos hameis. If somebody has a packet, a bag full of svarim, this doesn't have to be sefer Torah. Let's talk about other svarim. Right, the Pnei Moshe says a sock. Daisaki is a sock. Oshaya betocha atzmos hameis, also transferring bones of a body. Hareze mafshilon me'achor v'rochev. A person is allowed to. Somebody's riding on a horse or riding on a donkey. So how do you carry them? So you're allowed to put it in a bag behind you and ride. That's not called a bizayon. Says the Rash Silio. What's mashma? That only behind you is okay. Avalo yirkav alehen, but don't put them under you, shenoig beheminag bizayin. Because that would be a bizayin if it's under, only on the behind. Tfilin, tola osan merasho samita, veinotola osan margalia samita. One is allowed to hang their tfilin. Nowadays we have tfilin bags, but let's say you have tfilin in the days of old, and you didn't have them in bags to put them on a table, so you didn't want to put them on the floor. So what do you do? So says the Braisa, you're allowed to hang them from the head of a bed, but not the foot of the bed, because the foot of the bed would be a bizayon. But, says the Gemara, continuing, Shmuel bar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Lazar, B'shem Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Haya tola es ha-tfilin, b'marash ha-zamita. Right, he actually did that. Rabbi hung the tfilin from the head of the bed. Rabbi Chizkia, b'shem Rabbi Avo, who ubilvad, how do you hang them? Shelo yavid kahadein diklara, it shouldn't hang it like diklara, el tefillin milamalin versus milamatan. You can't hang it from what we would call the straps on top and the tefillin box with the cloth in it hanging underneath on the bottom. No, you're not allowed to hang it like that. You have to have the tefillin box on top. Like, let's say there's a little ledge and then the straps can be hanging down. That is what is allowed. What's a diklara? So a couple of different pshatim. If you look in the Sefer Charedim, sal, it's a basket. She no sein hachifetz betocho lamata. It's a basket, like a handle hangs on top, and the basket is on the bottom. So you shouldn't hang it. You can't hang it like a basket with the tefillin box on the bottom. If you look in the Rash Sir Leo, he says he has the girsa of deklida. Klida is a key. Mafteach b'lashin yavadi. Like we have a key. You have a key on a strap, and you hang this key on the bottom. K'shehabah mafteach talui be'ezuro v'hu navanad, and it goes back and forth v'hu bizayin l'tfilin. That would be a bizayin. So if you want to hang the tfilin, it has to be hanging with the box higher up. Tanya, Rav Chalafta ben Shaul, ha'odesh b'tfilaso simin ralo. Rav Chalafta says, if somebody sneezes during Shmona Esrei, simin ralo. It's a simin ra for him. He's not a good sign. Hada da'at amar milamata. That's only a below sneeze if somebody passes gas. Avo milamalalo, but a regular sneeze above milamala. So no, that is not considered a simin ra. Asya damar Rabbi Chanina, ani ra'isias Rabbi mefaik umaatesh. I even saw Rabbi. I saw a mefaik yawning umaatesh and sneezing when osin yadav al piv, and I saw him put his hand on his mouth of a low rokek. But he wouldn't spit. He wouldn't spit. That was inappropriate in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Before just we move on, there's a fascinating chizkuni about sneezing. It's the chizkuni in Vayechi when Yaakov Avinu got sick. The first person that ever got sick in history was Yaakov Avinu. Sick from getting old. Avram Avinu was also sick, and Avshem did Biker Cholim after his operation. But the pasuk says, your father is sick and old. And therefore he took his sons Menashe and Ephraim. Says the Chizkuni on that pasuk. It's also a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar. Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Aleph. From the day that the world was created, lo haya adam otesh v'chaya michalyo. Nobody ever sneezed and lived. Ella b'chol makom shahaya, wherever they were, o baterech o bashuk, on the road in the marketplace. V'haya otesh, wherever they sneezed, haya nafsho yotza. Their soul, if they died, that's how a person died, by sneezing. Ad sheba Yaakov Ubikesh rachamim alzos. Until Yaakov Avinu davened. He says, no, I don't want to die like that without any warning. Amar l'Avnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Al tikach nafshi mimeni. Do not take my soul from me. Ad sha'aseva el beisi. Ez banai vez b'nei banai. Until I have a chance to talk and give a last message to my children, my grandchildren. V'netar lo. And Hashem answered him. Shenamar vayichi echaretz v'ma'ela. That's what it says. After these things, Shamu kol malchei ha'aretz ragzu v'chalu. Shalohaya kamoa miyom shenivra ha'olam. There was never like this. Everybody heard about it, that he sneezed and he got sick and he did not die. Right? There was never, I'm sorry, he didn't sneeze, but he just got older and he was sick at the end. It wasn't sudden. That's what it means. That everyone else, they didn't get old. They were just going and going and going, and then they sneezed and they died. But Yaakov got old, and they knew it was time was coming. Lefichach, that's why. That's where it comes from. Why do we say God bless you? Or lebriut, for help when somebody sneezes. We don't say that when somebody burps or when somebody yawns, because dafka, this is where it came from. Lefichach chayav adam b'shasi tusha lehodos l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person sneezes, interesting, he himself has to give. Usually everybody else says God bless you. But here, the language of the Chizkuni is that, based on the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that a person himself has to give a hodah to Hashem, shehavcho mimavas l'chaim, shenemar atishosav, tohel or. So again, he quotes that from the earlier sources, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that's in terms of sneezing. But again, the Gemara here was machalik between what we call a sneeze and passing gas from below, and from below is a simin rod during tefillah, but above is okay. The question about whether this is only in public, but it doesn't limit it. The Feirish in the Gemara that even in private, it's not an issue of just being embarrassed, but just what something shouldn't be done if one can be in control during Shmona Esrei. But the Gemara quoted this story that Rebbe was mefahi gumaatesh, but he wasn't rokik. He wouldn't spit. He wouldn't spit out his saliva. Rebbe Yochanan amar filu rokik. Rebbe Yochanan says no. A person could even spit out their saliva if they need so to daven properly. Kadeshi kosonaki, so that he's able to daven properly. If he feels that he has so much saliva, he can't get the words out, right? The Pnei Moshe, Piv Usfasav Yu Nikiyim Betfila. Meaning if it's L'Shem Shemayim. The person is L'Shem Shemayim spitting. Again, in the days of old, I think spitting seems to be more common in those days. So one was allowed to spit during Shmona Esrei if it was L'Shem Tfila. And the Gemara then limits it. L'Fanav Aser, L'Achrav Mutter. He could spit not in front of him, he has to spit behind him. La'acharav is what's allowed. Then the Gemara adds, li'yamino asur, li'smolo mutter. So what does this mean? A number of farshim wonder. So maybe, what about to the sides? Right? Back is okay, front is not okay, and the sides? Yamin is asur, smol is mutter. Right? The Pnei Moshe says, li'yamino imrokek letzido asur laruk liyamino ulismolo mutter. That's a machla. How do you know that? Why is liyamino asur? Hadahu dechsiv yipol misidcha elef. Right? What does that mean? Your enemies will fall from you 1,000. But what's the next phrase? Urevava miminecha. 10,000 will fall from your right. So you see, the right is more chashuv. So it'd be bizayon to spit towards the right. The big discussion here is whose right and whose left are we talking about? Right? Sometimes we find that in halacha. Is it the Yemin Hilchas Tefillin? The Parshias that they put into the boxes, right to left, left to right, is it the Yemin HaMeniach? Is it the Yemin HaRoeh? But also here, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe being on the right, right? Who's right? Right? We say, Osa Shalom B'Romav, we bow to the left first, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is facing us, and that's his right. So, whose right is it? That's a discussion. If you look in the Beis Yosef, says the Beis Yosef in Simin Tzadi Zayin, he discusses this. This is not so common for the Beis Yosef to do this. He discusses which one, which way is it, and how to understand the Gemara. He quotes from the Mahari Abuhav, he thinks it's the Yemin Yismol, not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it sounds like. Actually, let's go back for a minute. First, he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, V'lachor nira delav dafka. Lav smolo dafka. Ela yemino shu smolo shakalash baruchu. Kedamrina gabi shalosh psios. Yumud Nun Gimel. For Rabbeinu Ba'agodah Mar Yebu Avchaz Avidivir Rabbeinu Lamashmakein. From the Torah, it doesn't sound that way. Eli Yiminu Smol Dideka Amar. V'huk Shalom Maishna Midin Shalosh Psios. Shacholei Kavad Yosel Lismol Lo Bebnei Shu Yimin Deshchina. As we just said, V'niyah Patar V'tzorachi. And the Mar Yebu Av wondered why by the Shalosh Psios, by Shmon Esrei, you go to the left first, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yimin. But here, by this halacha, it sounds by spitting, it seems like you go by yours. And then he quotes, Umori Avi Moreno Rebbe Ephraim Kairozal. Wow, he quotes his father. Shamati, I heard Shatam Mishum, Tekivan Dekai Malan Me Olam Lo Yarda Shechina Lamata Me Asara. Since the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Shechina never went lower than 10 Tvachim, Im Kein Eina Shechina Kenegan HaMispalel. The Shechina is not right in front of the Mispalel, so to speak, it's above. Laficha Chelko Kavoli Yamindi Dei Burakika, that's where he spits. His right is more mechubach. He b'shas atfila. Avak sheposeya shalosh psios. Adam marchik atzmo mi makom tfilaso. V'hu keneged shchina. But Shmona Esrei. But when he's taking three steps back, that's the whole experience of omid lefnei amelach laficha nosin shalom l'smolo tchila shazu keneged yimino shel hakadosh baruch hu. Okay, you got to work it out. Who's right and who's left? But that is the Beis Yosef, the name of his father, Rebbe Inu Ephraim, who he quotes. Continuing. Kol Ami Modi, but everybody agrees. Question, what is this referring to? Let's read the line first. Kol Ami Modi, Biyahin Derakak Itztalin Duhu Aser. If a person spits Itztalin, so it's Aser. What does that mean? So our Girsa is that, what we just read. And it means that if somebody spits for no reason. Somebody spits for no reason, and he doesn't have to spit his Aser. Look in the Ras Sirlio, Pirish Hanagid. Hecha she'ose kimitayel ve'eino tzarech laruk aser. If somebody is just not having to spit and he does it just very lackadaisically and not focused, then he just does it even though he doesn't need to. So that is aser, and that's what he quotes from the Bavli nizdamin lo rok. But if you look in others, if you look in the Charedim, he has a different girsa. Not itztalin. The other girsa, I'm saying, others have itztala. Like itztala is like a beged. If somebody has, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, I'm sorry, the Pnei Moshe has the girsa, Roke itztala, that means in a beged. If somebody spits into the beged, their girsa is tuhu mutter. Meaning even the sheet that said you can't spit in tefillah would say that if it's into a handkerchief or into a beged, then it would be mutter. Reb Shua ben Levi Omer Harokeg Bebeis Haknesses. That says somebody spits in a shul, not during davening, but stam in a shul. Kerokeg Bebas Eino. It's like spitting in the eye of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to be very careful about Kedushas Beis Haknesses. So on this daf we have Kedushas Sefer Torah and we have Kedushas Beis Haknesses. Reb Yona Rakak Vishayef. Reb Yona spit once in shul, but then he rubbed his foot on top. Vishayef. So it's not the act of spitting, Mashmah from that, but it's just the having the spit in the shul, and therefore, if you're Mishayef, the Mara Folda says, Mima'acho Baraglo, right, you mush it into the ground. And again, they had dirt floors in those days. They didn't have a floor of tiles where if you just put your foot on it and mush it around, it just spreads the liquid. No, it'll get absorbed, and therefore, it wouldn't be a Bizayon if it gets absorbed right away. Again, the dirt floors was much more lemais, as long as you read some halachas about sweeping on Shabbos and being mashve gumos when they had dirt floors. This was very lemaisa, and they had to be careful about it. Reb Yirmiya, Reb Shmuel bar Chalafta, b'shem Reb Ada bar Achua, ha-mispalel al yoruk ha-chealech arba amos. We're going to have four statements. Somebody who davens should not spit after the davening until they've walked four amos. Amar Reb Yosi bar Avon, and the opposite, b'chein arokik, if somebody spits, al yispala al chiyahalech arba amos. Somebody who spits, so then they shouldn't daven until they've walked four amos. So that's in terms of rikika and tefillah. Now, hatalas mayim and tefillah. Same halachas, tani. Hamispala al yatalas mayim al chiyahalech arba amos. A person who's davening should not urinate until they've walked four amos. And again, we think this means distance right now. Also, if somebody urinates, they shouldn't daven until they've walked for amos. So what do we think this means right now in that spot? We think there's a certain spot if you don't want to have davening and rekika or hatalas mayim in the same spot, and therefore you have to go to a different area. Four amos away, as we spoke about in the last year, four amos is the reshus of a person. Amar Reb Yaakov Aracha, no, it's not what we think it means. Lo sof davar achal yahalech arba amos. It does not mean to walk four amos away, literally. Ela afilu shoha kadehiluch arba amos. It means just waiting. The amount of time that it would take to walk four amos. In other words, this halach is not about the spot, right? This halacha is about time. Why? Because when somebody is matar raglayim, so we're nervous that if he doesn't wait, there'll still be some drips coming out and he'll start davening again. So you can't do that. Or if he's davening, so he should wait because sometimes we're still davening when we finish davening, right? The Mefarshim explain elsewhere. So therefore, we have to make sure there's a hefsek. Say they were spit, they might be still, we spit, and then we start davening, there still might be some saliva trickling out, which is inappropriate to daven with, and that's why one has to wait after they spit before they daven. And the opposite, right? We'll still be davening when we start getting the saliva out, and that would be inappropriate. Amar Rabbi Ami, im omer ata achalech arba amos. If you say it's literal, that it's until you walk 4 amos, dafka yehe asur, right? A person has to walk 4 amos away from where there was a hatalas mai reglayim, or a rakika, ani omer achar bavahitol sham. But then you would never be able to daven anywhere, because everywhere in the world, somebody must have been matal meiraglayim, even though they're not there anymore, but that could be the spot. So therefore what? You have to daven in a place 4 amos away from where there was hatalas meiraglayim, says the Charedim, ein ledavar sof. There will never be an end to this. There will always be a chashvi. Asur l'spal b'chol makom. You'll never be able to daven anywhere. So therefore it must be that we're not talking about space, we're talking about time. Good. Now back to the halachas that we were talking about earlier, the status of saying Kriya Shema and Tefillah in the proximity of Tzoa and Meir Aglayim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba Bar B'Shem Rav, Tzoa Chi Tibash Ke'etzem, how long does Tzoa have the status of Tzoa, of excrement, until it dries out like a bone? Dries out. Then you can say Kriya Shema Kenegda and Daven next to it, because it doesn't have the status anymore of the Tzoa. Mayim Kozman Shema Tefichin. What about Meir Aglayim? As long as they are wet to the touch, and they will, that wetness, if I touch the urine, then I would be able to make something else wet, what's called Tofeach HaManas Latfiach, that's when it still has the status of Meir Aglayim. Anything less than that, not. Geneva Amar, no. Mayim Kozman She Rishu Manikar. Even if it's not Tofeach HaManas Latfiach, if you can still see the mark of it, so then it is still usher. That's still called May Raglayim. Shmuel Amar, Achi Yikru Mupaneha. Right? Shmuel says, even if the whole thing isn't dry like a bone, the whole thing throughout, even if just the outside, the surface is crusted over, that's enough to say that it is no longer considered Tzoa. Shimon Bar Va, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shikru Mupaneha. Same Shita. Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem Rav, Tzoa Afilu Asuya Ke'etzem Asura. They say that B'Shem Rav, he says in B'Shem Rav, even if it's dried ke'etzem, it's still usur. It has to be that if you will pick it up, it would just crumble. It's even more than dried out ke'etzem. Shmuel Amar Achikrum Paneh, Shmuel said, no, like we saw before, until the surface becomes crusted. Shimon Barva Amar B'Shem Rav Yochanan Achikrum Paneh also. Amar Chizkiya, Rabbi Chizkiya says, let's think about Rabbi Abba for a second. Rabbi Abba was the sheet on the bottom of Amit Aleph. Rabbi Abba, B'Shem Rav says, Soa, until it dries like a bone, and water, Meir Aglayim, as long as it is able to get something else wet. So Amar Chizkiya, Rabbi Abba, Machmer B'Mayim Yosem and Atsoa? How could Rabbi Abba be more Machmer than in Meir Aglayim than he is by Tsoa? So the Gemara says, wait a second, what do you mean he was so Machmer by Meir Aglayim? Amalei Rabbi Mana Min Hadad Geneva. What do you mean? Geneva had an even more machmir approach by Meir Aglayim. Remember, Rabbi Abba said, if it could get something else wet if you touch it. Geneva said, even as long as the Roshem is Nikar, it's still Aser. So what is Chizkiya getting so excited about there? Rabbi Abba is so machmir by Meir Aglayim. Geneva's even more machmir like by Meir Aglayim. Amarlei, so he answers, Chizkiya explains, my problem wasn't that Rabbi Abba was so machmir by Meir Aglayim. The opposite. I was upset that he was so mako by Tzoa. By Tzoa, he said, right, as long as it dries up? No. I hold like the shita that was quoted above. Afilu asuya ke'etzem asura, even if it's dry like a bone, is asur. Mipnesha mamasha kayam, because the substance is still there. Something's still there. Only if you would pick it up and it would crumble in your fingers, then that would be as if it's not there. But anything short of that, it's still called Tzoa. Mayim in mamasha kayam. But mayim, the mamish is the substance is not there, so that's why he holds the kula even by tofeach hamanas latfiach. That's okay, but by tzoa, it has to be more chamer. Period. Last mishnah in the perek relating to takanas Ezra. Says the Mishnah, what happens? We say Takanas Ezra is for a balkeri. Somebody who sees keri has to go to the mikvah before he's involved in tefillah or limud. But what if somebody becomes tamei mishum keri, but they have a much deeper tumah, and the tevila, going to the mikvah, won't help them solve that more serious tumah? Is there still a takana to go to the mikvah? So that's a machlokes tanoim, whether that would still apply. Because we might say, they're tame. For example, masisun. Halachavav masisun. Zav, shera keri, a zav. A zav is somebody who had, right, is an illness. He had some type of emission from a man. He saw it twice, and he's counting shivanakiyim. If he sees three times, he has to count, he has to bring a karban. But if he saw, let's say, sees two times, and the Haredim says, Afa pisha tami toma shiva mishum ziva, ve'ein tefila zuma taharso, and the tefila, the Tanakhama is going to hold, you still need tefila for Tachanes Ezra, because of the keri element. So a zav, that's counting in the Shivanakiyam, and he saw keri. Ve'nida, or nida shepalda shefazera. Right? What happens if a woman is with her husband, and then a day after they have bia, so she becomes a nida. So for 3 days, we know from Masechta Shabbos, she's poleta shefazera, which makes her tameh like somebody who is a balkeri. So for 3 days, so she's a nida, she has to wait days before she goes to the mikvah, and she's poleta shefazera. I jumped the gun. A nida shepalda shefazera, right? A nida who has that pleta, right? Like a balkeri, charedim say. Haredim says here, what we commented a couple of days ago, that a woman has the same status of Paleta Shechvazera. A woman could be at within Takanis Ezra just like a man. And therefore, the Mishnah lists off three cases. Again, the third case, Mashemesha Saras Anita. So three cases. A Zav, a man who has the more serious tumah of a Zav, Shera Keri. Anita, that's Paleta Shechvazera. She had been with her husband. Vamashemesha Saras Anita. And a woman who was with her husband, Saras Anita, then becomes Anita. Tzrich and Tfila, all three, the Tanakhama says, even though it's not going to make her Tahora, still she requires tevila. Reb Yehuda is poter. Why? The Haredim say, Kosaka de Chashta, Hol v'tumah ziva kodemes. We'll have to see about this. Since the tumah of ziva is kodem, because that's the lashon of zav shera'a keri, v'arayu tameh tumah chamura, v'eino sarta b'devei Torah. If the tumah chamura, a zav, it's not usur, as we saw recently, a zav and a zava and yoledes, right? They're not usur. As we had earlier, Sulo Asi Tomas Keri, Tequila of Asrelite, right? That's Rashi on the Mishnah there in the Bavli. So again, we'll have to see how that plays out, but this is the last Mishnah. When there's a more serious Tuma, is there still Takanas Ezra? We'll talk more about the Bid Hashem in the next daf. Okay, we'll stop here.